I recently had the privilege of being interviewed on the Unstoppable Growth podcast with Tim and Rebecca Lindsay. They are mentors of mine. They are pastors at my church. But I also went through, my husband and I also went through their Unstoppable Growth program while we were in the midst of our recovery work. It was an amazing journey for us. It had such an impact on both of us individually in our lives, as well as a couple, for many reasons. Well, today I'm going to be sharing that podcast with you on Beauty Beyond Betrayal, and I hope it blesses you immensely. Hey, beautiful. Welcome to Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Have you discovered your husband's been having an affair? Do you just want the pain to stop and be able to take a deep breath again? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to save your marriage, heal from an affair? Do you wake up with the hope that this nightmare would end only to feel crushed and humiliated because your husband acts like the affair was really your fault and now you're left obsessing with where he is and if he's seeing her again? Hey, I'm Lisa. I too was devastated when I discovered my husband was having an affair. I too felt the pain would never end and wished he would just stop the affair and we could restore our marriage. I wanted the weight of the trauma to be lifted so I could breathe again and be able to have someone, anyone help me climb out of the dark, miry pit of despair so I could begin to heal and be confident in me again. But I kept telling myself, he won't stop seeing her. Must have been my fault. And this pain, it'll never go away. Until I found hope and healing in Christ, along with simple techniques that helped me to learn how to recover from the betrayal. In this podcast, you'll discover what betrayal trauma really is, learn simple techniques to heal and recover, and get biblical guidance to help you make the right choices as you heal from the affair so you can be free from the heartbreak and the pain and rise in confidence once again to be the woman God created you to be. So beautiful, grab your favorite latte or a glass of wine, snuggle up on the couch and focus on yourself for a few minutes. Let's dive into what it really means to rise up from the ashes of betrayal and loss into a life that you really desire.
I am so excited to be here today with you back in the podcast studio, back here to hear another amazing story of transformation and change. You're going to love it. You're going to love this one. This is all about not just an individual transformation. You know, we all love that when our own lives go to the next step, when God takes us to the next level. But then when God uses us to bless others, when God uses the very thing we were fighting about and fighting for and trying to overcome and a challenge, just jumping over that hurdle, that very thing, to bless other people, to strengthen other people, to encourage others, is just so exciting and so amazing. And so I'm already emotional a little bit because we just touched this around the story again. And I'm just so excited to dig in. We have Lisa Limehouse. What's your podcast called?
Beauty Beyond Betrayal.
Beauty Beyond Betrayal. And of course, we already have Beyond Betrayal small groups at Seacoast. And your ministry is alive and well, not just in our church at Seacoast, but with couples and with wives and moms all around the world. And I don't know what to dig in first. To what's happening now. I think we'll get there. But Brian, what would you like to say at the beginning of the show?
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us. And I remember it was when I went through Unstoppable Growth, you were giving one of the testimonies.
Oh, okay.
And I was sitting next to your husband, and you were giving your testimony. I kind of gave him a little nudge, like, ooh. And he was like, that's my wife.
He's such a good man.
We had a great conversation. Really, really great guy. So I'm excited you're here. I guess I'd love to just ask about Unstoppable Growth. What made you want to sign up for it, and what was that experience like?
Well, first off, it's an honor to be here. Thank you so much. When we came to Unstoppable Growth, We didn't know what to expect. So just a little backstory. My husband and I were actually separated. We had gone through our own betrayal journey. We were physically separated at this time. And we didn't know whether we were going to make it or not. We had no idea. So we were at literally that last ditch effort. It was like, well, let's just go to this. Let's see what happens and see what God does. And if we make it, we make it. If we don't, we don't. So we came to Unstoppable not knowing what to expect. We ended up doing two rounds. And I will tell you, what God did in and through the first round, we thought was like the most amazing miracle of all. But then the second round, and what God has done since then, and the principles and the and just the tools that we gained during that time period are so invaluable, to where now everything we went through, our own betrayal story, our own grief and loss, and the transformation that Unstoppable brought to us, has now been transposed into the lives of women and couples literally globally.
Wow. Well, let's just dig into that. Before we go into the actual transformation at Unstoppable, where are you now? What does life look like for you now?
Oh my goodness, where do we begin? So I actually am full-time in my ministry and practice. So I have a top 1.5% global podcast called Beauty Beyond Betrayal. God told me to start this podcast when we were in our first round of Unstoppable. And I thought I heard God wrong. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm in the midst of my own betrayal. What are you talking about, God? And it came through my why statement, which was a huge, huge thing for me in Unstoppable, is coming to, like, literally, what is your why? And so, you know, I looked at my own story and saw so much trauma, tragedy, loss, and thought, how can that become a why?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But through that, I saw where that why became me reaching out and helping Christian women and couples to overcome the devastation of betrayal and loss so that they can now live a life that God intended them to live.
Yeah.
That's what I live and breathe for now. And so this podcast reaches globally. I have clients all over the world, literally, ministering to women and now couples. I have a waiting list. I now have not only clients that I see singly, but just a month ago, I launched a group coaching program for women. I have 12 women in that program as well. And just recently, partnered with Married for a Purpose Ministries to actually my husband and I to start kind of doing couples intensives and now to expand this even greater. So God has really blown our minds.
Wow.
To where we're looking at within the year, my husband being able to, you know, step down from what he does currently, and then this become our full-time ministry. So the tragedy became a huge triumph in our life.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
Had you done podcasting before that? Was that something that you...
No. So a little bit of background. I spent 15 years in itinerant ministry. So I traveled overseas and here in the United States. My dad was a pastor. And so I spent, you know, teaching conferences and women conferences and things of that nature, and pulled back when my parents both took ill to take care of family. And then the Lord just really spoke to my heart and said, when I place you back out, it'll look very different from what you're doing now. I had no idea it would be in the betrayal space, but God has a plan, right? And so the amazing thing about how God works is, at the age of 25, before Christ, I was the betrayer. Mm. Fast forward to 4.5 years ago, I was betrayed. So God spoke to me during that first Unstoppable and said, I've given you a platform. I've given you a voice And instead of using it the way you used to, I want you to start a podcast. And I was like, I don't even know how to do that. So he sent me to this amazing Christian podcast coach who helped me get up and running. And I just was faithful. I just started using the voice he gave me, speaking to both sides, the betrayer and the betrayed. And all of a sudden, I had all these people reaching out going, it's like you're in my head.
Yeah.
It's like God is using your voice to like heal our hearts.
Yeah.
And, you know, are you coaching? Can you help us? And, you know, just started really reaching out and praying to God, saying, God, what do you want me to do here? And the unique thing about the program that God has me using is, you know, Jesus ministered to the entire person.
Yeah.
Mind, body, and spirit. You know, he healed the entire person. And so when he set me on this journey, he said, I want you following my model, mind, body, and spirit. And so the program that he literally gave me step by step is that modality. And so I have women and couples that, you know, I'll see couples come to me that are separated. They filed for divorce. They're where my husband and I were. Like, I literally filed for divorce when we came to y'all.
Wow.
And they'll come to us, and then they are reunited, and we see God doing miracles. And we're just in awe, because that's what he did for us.
Yeah.
And God wants that multiplied.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're seen.
Well, we're so thankful for you and for Britt and for everything that you're doing also here at Seacoast Church. You know, it's has, even just as a church ministry, not just even outside of these walls, but just inside the church, there's so many people that are hungry for it, that are in need of it, and that you're serving, and that's so good. Rebecca?
And maybe some of the listeners, it's not this, but they have other things they've been dealing with. And very often you think, or the expectations here, I have to be healed first, or I have to be on the other side, and then I can start. How did it feel for you in the beginning when you started serving and speaking of something that you were still in the middle of it, of, you know, not being imposter, being, it's really the true yourself? How was that for you? Were you still doing it? Why
are
you still referring to me?
Yeah.
And what helped you?
The imposter syndrome is huge, right? It really can be. You know, what helped me with that was going through Unstoppable. Really did. Because when we go through it, one of the things that we learn is our testimony is really supposed to become a testament.
Yeah.
Right? And that in order for that to take place, we need to be authentic.
Yeah.
And we need to put the shame part of our story aside and allow God to work through our story. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I just started doing that. I said, God, you know, I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But there is someone who needs to hear this voice.
Yeah.
They need to hear that I'm just a person. I'm a person who found out that I have this passion in my heart that God has given to me that I want to share with others and bring them to the throne of grace so they can experience it too.
Yeah.
You don't have to be an imposter to do that.
Yeah.
You just have to be your authentic self.
That's so good.
And allow the Holy Spirit to work through you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a key, what you're saying there is so key. And the shame part of it, you know, overcoming that shame can be one of the biggest steps, one of the most difficult steps. How did you overcome the shame in a practical way?
Well, for me, it was stepping into my story.
Yeah.
So many of us hide behind our story, right?
Yeah.
We put the story behind somewhere and we build up these walls. I call it Rapunzel's castle because that's how I pictured it, right?
Yeah.
We build up these walls as a defense mechanism, as a protection, and we put on a mask and say, nobody can really see the real me.
Yeah.
But in order to break the shame, we really need to step into our story. Satan doesn't want us to step into our story.
Yeah.
The way he keeps us from being affected
Yeah.
Is by keeping us in the shame of the story.
Yeah.
So for me, it was taking that leap of faith, going, okay, God, yeah, my story is not about my betrayal when I was the betrayer, the yuck part of it. My story is not the shame of my husband had an affair. That's not my story. My story is that God broke into that story.
Yes.
And that God transformed that story. And that God redeemed us.
Yes.
And he resurrected us so that we could be effective. And now our story brings him glory.
Yeah. That's so good. So when you focus on him, when you focus on his, what he's doing in your life, then you can let go of your shame. Then shame doesn't play a role anymore. And I feel like that's, you know, I've always, you know, the whole sort of grace and faith, in the sense that God has a certain amount, certain grace for us, and it's here and we can access it, but it needs a step of faith. And that's what you said, you know, taking that step of faith and engaging with the story and just receiving that grace and letting go of that shame. And you have to step out and actually believe that Jesus died for you, died for every single thing, mistake that you committed, sin that you committed, every, you know, difficult circumstance that you're going through, and then step into what he already did 2,000 years ago. And that's the most difficult thing, because shame, you're kind of used to it. You're kind of hiding behind it. You feel comfortable in it. You have another story around shame that you're telling yourself, that you're telling others. And to let go of that story means to let go of conversations, means to let go of a whole mindset, means to let go of lies that you've been telling yourself. And that's not easy. How did you overcome those lies, those things that you were telling yourself?
You know, I use what the Lord did in my life with my clients with this just thing. What we do I go back to the story of Jesus. With every encounter that he made with those who needed healing. Mm. Let's take, for instance, you know, the man with the withered hand. Jesus told him, stretch out your hand. There was an action step that needed to be taken. There was this partnership between the man and God, so to speak. And what happened? He was healed. The woman with the issue of blood, she reached for the hem of his garment and she was healed. There was an action step. But the one I love is where Jesus, he looks at the man who is at the pool and he says, what do you want me to do for you?
Yeah.
And I remember it was just as clear as day when we were right in the middle of our mess, when we were just coming to Unstoppable, and I was driving down the road and I was getting ready to hit the railroad tracks here in town. And as I hit the railroad tracks, I heard the Lord, because I'd been crying out going, God, I have these wounds, I have these scars, I have all of this. How am I going to ever get over this? Like, this was my knight in shining armor. How am I ever going to heal from this? And I heard him say, what do you want me to do for you? And I was like, I want to be healed. That's what I want.
Yeah.
And it was like, then pick up your mat, Lisa, and walk.
Yeah.
Like, forget the shame.
Yes.
Forget the lies. Like, reach out for my hem. Like, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
It just takes you reaching out to me. I am your healing.
Yes.
I am your resurrection. Yeah. I am everything you need. And the scars and the wounds that you bear, child, I bear the same for you.
Yeah.
Don't look at those as a constant reminder of the lies and the shame. Look at them as a reminder of how much you love.
Yeah.
Of how loyal you are.
Yeah.
Step into me and let me do this. And I will tell you that there comes a point where when we seek God's healing, we have to take off the cloak and exchange it for his robe of righteousness.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
What I also wonder is, and My life can be shattered, and like your life was shattered, and his life was shattered. And so, okay, you have this Kairos moment, this aha moment of something needs to change. I'm going to go all in with Jesus. And then maybe you can even, it's challenging to speak it out, but you still have this other shattered life that you used to share life with. I mean, even though you filed divorce, you were working on this relationship. How much harder was it to even work on the relationship again besides just speaking out of, hey, I'm going to overcome the shame? Because people outside, they're just in awe, like, wow, she's speaking about it. But at home, like, if something is, people around me believe me quicker than Tim does. Because he knows me from home. Or he knows how many times I failed. And it's hard to forgive each other because we're in the thick of it together. Mm-hmm. How was the difference even between, okay, that's the one thing, I'm going to follow Jesus, but there's actually this relationship. He has to have his own process for forgiveness and finding each other. How was that for you?
It wasn't easy. You know, in all honesty, our road was not easy. You know, we were separated for an entire year and a half physically. And then, you know, I filed for divorce, and then we, last ditch effort, came to Unstoppable and started that road. And through that journey, I started seeing my husband change. He had his own shame battle. He had his own demon, so to speak, that he was battling. And that's where I had to recognize that I'm just as fallen as he is. Mm. I have my own sin. Mm. But what the Lord did for me is he took me back and said, remember, you've also walked this kind of road. Mm. You were the betrayer at one time.
Yeah.
Remember where you are. You were.
Yeah.
So I went back to those times and I was like, oh gosh, yeah, I remember the battle. I remember the shame. I remember all that. So I knew it wasn't going to be easy. So I reached out to God and said, I need to just be able to forgive the unforgivable.
Yeah.
And the Lord once again reminded me, I forgave the unforgivable.
Yeah.
And it really comes down to, do you want to model Christ in your story?
Yeah.
Right?
Which is also believing.
It is absolute. Yeah. And it is a radical faith.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It is not just this mamby-pamby faith, right?
Yeah.
No, this is a picture God gave me during that time period. I remember at one point just really struggling because we were on the brink of me moving back home and there were still some struggles. And, I was like, God, this is just like, you know, the unknown here. What if I go back and get hurt again and all this stuff? And I had this picture that God gave me of me standing on a cliff. Mm. And he said, are you willing to have so much faith in me to where if I ask you to free fall, that you'll trust me? Mm. And I remember saying, trust you with catching me? Oh. And he said, whether I do or not.
Yeah.
Because I'm good no matter what.
Yeah.
And I remember literally standing there going, yes, I want to free fall.
Yeah.
No matter what. Because if you let me fall, you're good. And there's something I can't see.
Yeah.
But if you catch me, there's something good that I still can't see.
Yeah.
Your good is going to prevail in my life.
Yeah.
No matter what happens.
Yeah.
Because my story's not over.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I trusted him. But I will tell you what truly started to transform me in this story was when I started radically praying for my husband.
Wow.
You didn't do that before?
No, I did. The day I found out about the betrayal, which is 4 years ago today.
Wow.
Yes. And it's something that we're actually doing this because it was like when I looked, I went, oh, wow. You know, I looked at my clock and I was like, wow, that's timing, God. When I found out about the betrayal, it was all God. That's all I can say. Because I had this moment in time where it was not my flesh. And I stepped back and said, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing.
Mm.
They don't. And that was truth. That was truth. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And all that mattered to me was their soul at that point. Whether we're together or not, the only thing that matters is their soul. Them to be reconciled to you, that my husband's reconciled to you, that's all that matters. And when I started praying that way, God started really changing my heart.
Did this also help you with your emotions? Because, yeah. Like, you can say this, but emotionally, it was devastating. So,
oh, yeah.
Did it help you praying this?
Yeah.
Kind of aligning your emotions?
Yeah. There were times I was on my floor in my apartment by myself. Because remember, this was locked down during COVID, right? I was literally on my floor in this apartment by myself, wailing before God, going, not my will, but yours be done, you know, and just, what do I need to do for my emotions, God? Just show me. And God started showing me, you know, the body, and this is where the mind, body, spirit comes in with my clients, is God started really showing me trainings and tools and different things. The body is fearfully and wonderfully made. And we are such creatures that are image bearers of Christ, that our bodies, if we take care of them and partner with God, our emotions can be healed.
Yeah.
Our bodies can be healed. And I started walking that out.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah.
And so it was like God took me through the training before he brought the clients for me to work with. And so, and I still work through this today.
Yeah. Wow, that's so good. So I'm getting so much from this already, and it's just incredible because Rebecca and I have been thinking about things that, just like you're talking about, in our past weeks and months, of how important it is to be connected to God in prayer. What kind of an impact that has. It's not just a nice little conversation. It is a war zone, and it's radical. And also to the aspect of faith, you know, we feel like in our own lives, in our own relationship, in our own family, but also at Unstoppable Growth and the people that we're, you know, partnering with and helping and coaching and all that kind of stuff, we're not radical enough with our faith. We don't stretch out that hand. We don't reach out to the garment. And, you know, in just even reading through Mark now, and Jesus is in Nazareth, and he goes back to his hometown. So Jesus, the miracle worker, the guy who has all the love, the guy who has, you know, is anointed with the Holy Spirit, the guy who has healing, the guy who has absolutely everything that everybody needs around him. He goes into one situation and there's unbelief and they can't access his power. They can't access his healing. They can't, you know, appreciate and receive what God's will for their lives are, because they're not, they don't have that faith. And then he goes into the 10 cities, he goes into around Galilee, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 because people are taking a step, an action step of faith. And so thank you for that. That's absolutely awesome. When you went through Unstoppable the first and second time, you talked about your why statement. Was there anything else during that process, during the time that you had there, that really changed things for you and for Britt, for your relationship?
Well, the second time around, we were together. So we came into this with a completely different attitude. And we were like, okay, the first time it was like he was trying to get his life together and I was trying to pick up the pieces, so to speak. And then the second time it was like, okay, how can we move forward with the Lord as this couple who's been redeemed?
Yeah.
Right. And so we started working out our own personal why. And I remember the big thing for us the second time around was our vision board. And I love vision casting. Has always been something that I love doing. I've done it in the past. And so when I saw that that was a part of it, I was like, yes, you know, and that's something I even do with my own clients, is vision cast, because it's amazing to take your life to the next level, yeah. right? And so when we did that, we put all of these things, we spent hours and hours and hours working on this thing and put things on the board. And we're like, okay, what is this going to look like for us? And I remember one of the things that we put on there was that we wanted to do this llama farm. Do y'all remember?
Yes, that? I remember.
The llama farm, because we have...
So, just as you, before you go into it, on the very last day of...
I'm so glad llamas came up.
Unstoppable Growth, we go through this 10-week experience, and then on the very last day, we have our takeaways leave behind. So everybody talks about what they're taking away from the process, what they're leaving behind, and we all bring our vision boards, and we set them up around the room, and it's just fascinating to see all the different kinds of vision boards. Small ones, big ones, on paper plates, some are on boards, some are on cork boards. We've had artists doing phenomenal types of vision boards, or whatever. 3D.
Yep.
And then your vision board came and was like the llamas.
What? Yeah. So we have, you know, we have property and, you know, we just felt like God was saying, you know, let's do something with the land and, you know, have the land kind of work back for you. And, you know, we had ventured back in 2017 up to the mountains and went to this llama farm with all of our family. And it was a great experience. And we were like, ooh, what if we raise llamas? And so we kind of, you know, had this on our vision board. Well, a year later, we revisited the vision board. On the vision board was the podcast again. And the podcast was like, we, you know, wanted to take the podcast globally, which now we were a 1.5% global podcast. Me full time in the practice and ministry, that had happened. Paid off debt, that had happened, you know, so many things on that vision board. And then we looked at the llama farm and we both looked at each other and we were like, okay, it didn't end up like llamas, but we have 12 chickens.
Yes.
and we ended up like, we thought it was going to be these llamas and it ended up being chickens selling eggs and all this other stuff. And I will tell you, like, this is my husband's passion. Like, that man loves this stuff. Like, it just lights his fire.
Yeah.
And he's just so happy with it. And it takes him back a lot to his childhood. But I want to, you know, one of the things you mentioned about us bringing our boards, and there's a picture that was taken of Britt and I that day. That we have, y'all actually sent it to us. And we both were smiling so huge. And compared to what we started Unstoppable with the first time, just the stark difference. But I remember the takeaway with Britt that day. And, you know, I still, to this day, it makes me emotional because it was my wife didn't give up on me.
Wow.
You know. And that the story of shame that he had.
Yes, I remember that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, that picture. Now I know what you're talking about.
The story of shame was no more.
Wow.
And that now he could truly, you know, just be free to love and just embrace life again. And if there was... At that moment for me, like, I had all of these wins, but that for me, for my husband, that was everything for me.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, because you were talking about the radical faith. That's the faith that I was having, was that my husband was going, I knew, because my faith, I knew God was going to set me free, but he was struggling so much. And to see what God did in that moment.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that's so good.
It was amazing. But the radical faith, and I want to just say this to follow up what you just said. So many struggle with that. And I still deal with that with the people that I work with sometimes. And I understand a little bit of the Lord's heart with that.
Yeah.
Because there are those that, you know, sometimes I work with that just can't grasp it.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And I weep.
Yeah.
I cry.
Yeah.
Because I want it so bad for them, because I know
yeah.
what God can do.
Yeah.
But then there are the majority that they're like, let me fight to get, like they're literally
yes.
the woman in the crowd.
Yeah.
The woman with the issue. Like they're like, move the crowd and let me through. And those are the ones that I see huge breakthrough.
Yeah.
But I will say that where I am today, it started with Unstoppable.
Yeah.
And I will forever be grateful for my journey there because God had a plan. And when he told me years ago it would look very different than it did before, I had no clue what it would look like, but I also didn't quite know how to get there.
Yeah.
And the steps that were laid out are the steps of the journey
yeah.
that ended up getting us there.
Yeah. Well, what I love, what I love about this whole story is the fact that, first of all, not letting any challenges hold you back, but then not knowing where the journey is going to go. And so you're taking one step and you're hoping that it ends up, you know, in the next part of your journey. And then it does. And then another door opens up, and then another door opens up. And you're not, you know, you're not allowing any obstacles to hold you back. And your faith grows as you move forward. It's a small faith. You know, can God heal our, yes, he can. Okay. Next step. Okay. Next step on the vision board. Next step. And here we are a couple of years later, and look what the Lord has done. I love that. What are some of your?
It's the both. It's we truly experience. We feel we're stuck. Like something terrible happens. I make a terrible mistake, and we feel we're stuck. We're stuck. Nothing can move on anymore. It's the shame, the guilt, the experiences that we have. And by going through the process and taking those steps, and even having the courage to start dreaming again,
yeah.
and even it's just a simple thing, like we're going to hug each other again, we're going to say hello to each other again, mm-hmm. whatever this simple step on the vision board is, it is actually way out.
Yeah.
We're doing it anyway. And like you said, we are a work in progress forever, because a lot of things still will come, but a lot of things we're still struggling with, which makes it so hard for so many to be able to embrace God's promise, I'm with you, mm-hmm. I love you, we still have great days ahead, because, yes, we do need acknowledgement from, I'm so sorry for what you're walking through, and it's very painful, it's hard, but it's also the ability, but you still can take a step.
Yeah.
You can still do something good, you can still go after a goal, and then when you look back, then you're actually, wow, mm-hmm. it's both. And so when you say yes to the pain, and to the mistakes and the disappointment, but it's also saying yes for the vision boards. That's when we say, you know, your mess becomes a message, or mm-hmm. you said your testimony is a testament of what is happening. It's because we're not allowing anyone to hold us back.
Well, I really think that also, yeah, and that also really happens, like in the first leg of the journey at Unstoppable, we have own your story. And owning your story, we look at, you know, the example of the foreigner who owned her story and said, yes, she had five husbands. You know, Jesus, you're right. I acknowledge you're a prophet, and owned her story. And because of that, was able to be released, just like your whole story was able to be released into a new ministry and go back to her village and introduce Jesus to so many different people. So many people became followers of Christ through her owning her story, which is so powerful. Brian?
Yes. Speaking of the radical faith,
yes.
Which I think we all want, did that exist before the betrayal?
I've always, my dad, who was a pastor, used to say that I was always radical. But I think what helped develop that radical faith was when I saw literally God work in people's lives. One of the assignments that I had back in 2007 and 2008 was I was a pastoral counselor on a death row case here in South Carolina. And I saw God do miraculous things through that. Things that people just were like, what? You know, and so you know, but at the same time, I had to be open to God moving in my own life, mm-hmm. right? I could see it for you. It's easy to see it for somebody else, right?
Yeah.
It is. It's easy to see it for somebody else, and well, God's going to do that for you. But then there comes this point where you've got to go, I have to believe it for myself. Now, when I say that, that doesn't mean that we believe that God's going to do it our way.
Yeah.
Because it's not our will. It's His. And our will is not always good.
Yeah.
And so I literally, that radical faith came at points of, God, you are good no matter what. And I think if I literally go back to a Kairos moment, and you're the one that really, going through Unstoppable, helped me with that. Going back to a Kairos moment when my mom and dad, they died 6 weeks apart to the day. And it was a stretch of faith. And when that happened, that was a very, that was a defined moment, of Kairos moment. But I remember that what came out of my mouth was, God, you're good. God, you're good. God, you're good. God, you're good. Like literally as soon as my dad passed away unexpectedly, 6 weeks after my mom. And I was like, where'd that come from? But I saw God work in my mom through her cancer journey, and she was now pain-free with God. And then my dad's faith, and I was stretched. And I literally came to the point of, God is good no matter what.
Yeah.
And He is.
Yeah.
And the Kairos for me is, we have moments in time, the Kairos in time, that we have, it stops time, and we have a choice. Are we going to allow it to define us negatively, or are we going to allow God to use it for the good He intended? And I've chosen His way over my own.
Yeah.
And I will forever live that way, because He's just too good.
Yeah. So good. So good to hear your faith. You know, it's been a while since we've had these kind of conversations, and to see just the surge of faith, the surge of healing, the surge of maturity that we're hearing today is just incredible.
And impact we're having on so many people that are going through that.
That's the blessing God's given to me is, you know, I get to just be a part of God's healing journey with the people He brings into my life. I get to partner with Him and bring them to Him and then see Him work, right?
Yeah.
So that's the mighty blessing that I have, just being faithful, stepping out in faith and saying, okay, God, whatever you have. Now, I will tell you that when you get, like, I'm literally at the point, I made a phone call yesterday for help because I was like, this thing is blowing up and I really don't, like, I just can't do it all by myself. And when you get to that point and you're looking at God going, I had no clue, God. And so I'm excited to see where this is going, but I get to be a part of what God's doing.
Yeah, so good. Well, we just finished our latest round of Unstoppable, actually yesterday. We had our takeaways, leave behinds. And so we're, you know, so many people just sharing of God's goodness and what He did during those 8 weeks this time. The next round we'll be doing 10 weeks. And so, if you're listening and if you're watching, you're welcome to be a part. You're welcome. You know, Lisa is had a phenomenal experience at Unstoppable Growth. But it's not just her. There are hundreds and thousands of people that have engaged with the content and experienced miracles in their lives. And what I love about it, and I'm sure you got that out of the interview today, is it's not just a once-off miracle. It's not just a miracle that happens one day But it's a process, and it's like miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. And that's what I love about Unstoppable Growth. And that's what the name says. It doesn't stop. You go through another round, you experience a new level of growth. You go through another conversation, another prayer, another, you know, vision planning meeting, and you just keep on going and going and going, and it raises your level of faith.
I just would like, for the listeners, maybe you're in a place of where you feel, I don't know how to move on, I don't know how to take the next step. And the first thing I want to say is really, God sees you and He loves you.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how you feel, doesn't matter decisions you made or how you thought yesterday. It says like His grace is new every morning. So there's always a chance for you to just turn to Him. Maybe you've never invited Him into you, and you're just feeling you standing against the wall, and He's here to give you a perspective to look over the wall again, or we are not able to do it. Just, I invite you to invite Him into you. Maybe you've at one point had Jesus in your life and you got distracted and you got lost maybe with all the challenges. Then I would invite you to just turn back to Him again. He's not disappointed about you. He never will turn His back on you. He's always for you. And just like Nisa is living out and with her marriage, but her whole life of God is good. And sometimes it is saying it without feeling it. But we do something to you, and we give you
a
perspective. But this is how you can start moving again. This is how you can become more unstoppable again, because you're just proclaiming God is good, because you start inviting Him and living with Him more.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'd love to invite you, if you haven't made a decision to follow Christ, to make a decision right now, you know, to just one of the most amazing decisions that, you know, all four of us have made. And, you know, we look at all the different sort of next steps that we can take here and there. But the real decision that changed everything for each one of us was our decision to follow Christ. And it's a simple prayer that you can pray. You can just say sorry for all the mistakes that you've made, for all the sin that you've committed. You can thank God for Him coming into this world and dying on that cross all those many years ago, and just receive that and receive that new life and say, now I'm going to put my trust in You. I'm not going to trust myself, but I'm going to trust in what You did for me. And then He will come into your life and the Holy Spirit will fill you and will empower you to do what He's called you to do. Lisa, would you mind closing out the session and just praying for everybody that's listening?
Father God, just thank You so much for those who are listening into this podcast. Lord, we know that it is a divine directive that they have tuned in. It's not by happen chance. Yeah. You put this podcast in their path because You want to bring hope to them. You want to bring healing to them. You want to reconcile them to Yourself. You want to bring Your resurrecting power into their life. Father, I pray right now that You reach down and You touch each one. I pray, Lord, that You give them the exact hope they need. Lord, I pray that You give them direction. And Lord, I pray that a brand new faith emerges.
Yes.
Lord, I thank You for this ministry.
Yes.
I thank You for Unstoppable Growth, for what it has done in my life, in my husband's life, in our marriage, in the lives of the thousands across the globe, that now this legacy is reaching because they were faithful to listen to You. I pray Your blessing and Your favor upon it and upon each one who continues to listen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks for stopping by today and spending a little while with me. I hope you enjoyed today's show and found hope, healing, and encouragement. Please remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. You can even screenshot this episode and share it on IG or Facebook stories. This is how we get the message of hope and healing out to all women who are in the midst of betrayal and loss. If you're ready to move out of the devastation of betrayal and take the next step in your healing, make sure to reach out to me and schedule your breakthrough coaching call today. Until next time, love God, live your life passionately, and always choose joy in the midst of any circumstance that you may face. Cheers to you, beautiful.